Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
They say sometimes we can feel the darkness before it ever touches us. That eerie feeling that something is wrong, but you can't quite put your finger on it. A sense that something or someone is just beyond the corner of your vision, always there but never fully revealed. And what if that dark presence, that subtle unease, was not simply in your mind, but something real? In tonight's story, Danny, just 19, living a seemingly normal life, strong in their faith, yet struggling with personal demons they can't quite shake. For most of their life, they've been skeptical of ghost stories, convinced they were nothing more than figments of imagination. That is, until something happened that would forever change the way they looked at the world around them. What began as faint sounds, almost like whispers in the dark, soon escalated into something far worse. And in the stillness of the night, in the safety of their own room, they found themselves trapped. But was it their mind playing tricks on them, or had they truly encountered something otherworldly? Let's get to the letter they write. I'm new to this site, and I honestly never thought I'd be reaching out like this. But after what's happened to me, I feel like I have no choice. I'm 19 years old, and I've been a strong believer in Christ for quite a while now. But it hasn't always been that way. There was a time when I wasn't a believer, and those years still haunt me. I know it sounds crazy, but I feel like those past struggles might be connected to what's happening now. I've been feeling really dark lately, like something's lurking just beyond my reach, waiting. A few nights ago, it all started. It was late, probably after 3 a.m., and I was lying in my bed, trying to fall asleep. I was tired, but something kept me awake. I could feel my mind drifting off, but it was like something was pressing down on me, weighing me down. I started hearing a noise. At first, I thought it was just my imagination. It sounded like something was scraping across the floor, slowly, in intervals, every 10 seconds or so. It wasn't loud at first, but it got closer, and it was so deliberate. There was no way it could be a mouse or something like that. This felt wrong. I tried to tell myself that it wasn't real, that I was just imagining things, but the sound kept coming closer. Each scrape got louder, closer. It was almost like it was getting under the bed. My heart started racing. I didn't want to move. I didn't want to look because I knew whatever it wasn't something I could explain. It wasn't something physical. I just knew it. Then just when it felt like it was right underneath me, something snapped me out of that frozen fear. My poster, the one hanging right by my bed, just blew off the wall. It didn't fall, it just tore away and flew off like something had yanked it from the surface. I jumped out of bed so fast, my heart pounding. I said a quick prayer, and then somehow I managed to lie back down. The room felt heavy, and even though it was quiet now, I couldn't shake the feeling that something was there. I couldn't sleep right after that, but I told myself it was nothing. Maybe just nerves or stress. That night, I tried to push it out of my mind. For the next few days, nothing happened, but I still felt it like something was just waiting. I couldn't explain why, but it felt like something bad was about to happen. Every little thing around me seemed amplified. It was like I could sense things, emotions, even small details, more than usual. Then last night, everything changed. I had trouble sleeping again. I don't know why, but I couldn't get comfortable. I was finally starting to drift off around 4 a.m., and I had this vivid dream about work. It felt so real. I could see everything so clearly. It was normal at first, nothing strange. But then out of nowhere, I felt something. Something hit me hard in the face. I wasn't sure at first if I had just imagined it, but the sensation was so real. It wasn't just a tap or anything. It was like something struck me with force, and it felt like the impact covered my whole face at once. It wasn't painful, exactly, but it was enough to wake me up, and when I came to, I was confused. I could still feel the weight of the sensation on my face. I tried to rationalize it. Maybe I had dreamt it, but I could feel it. It was too vivid, too real. I lay there for about 20 minutes, just thinking about what had just happened. It took me a while to gather myself and try to calm down. Eventually, I started to drift back to sleep again, though I wasn't fully relaxed. But it wasn't over. I started dreaming again, this time about being in a restaurant. Everything seemed normal until I suddenly felt myself choking. My chest tightened and I couldn't breathe. That's when it hit me. I wasn't dreaming anymore. I was awake, but I was still trapped in this feeling. I couldn't move. I was paralyzed and my heart was pounding. I could hear a faint ringing in my ears, and the panic set in quickly. It wasn't just a dream or sleep paralysis. It was real. Something was happening to me. Something had a grip on me. I felt my body being forced, almost like something invisible was controlling me. My head was turned sharply to the right, and when I tried to fight against it, it felt like my body wouldn't listen. My chest was tight and my breath was shallow. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't move. All I could do was panic, but that's not the worst part. I don't know how to explain it, but my vision shifted. The poster on my wall, the one I had been staring at for days, changed. It wasn't the picture I had hung there. It turned into something different. A hand. A large, controlling hand reaching down from the wall like it was pulling me in. I swear to you, I could see it. This sinister, large hand reaching out, and it felt like it was holding me down, controlling me. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't move. My thoughts were spinning out of control, and I had no idea what to do. I just kept praying. I tried to speak, but all that came out were these broken, weak words. "God help me," I whispered, barely able to breathe. But it didn't end there. Each time I thought I might get a break, it would come back. Whatever was controlling me, it wasn't letting go. It was like I was stuck in some kind of nightmare, but this wasn't a dream. I could feel the weight of my own body, but I couldn't control it. Every time I thought it was over, I'd feel that familiar, icy grip. It wasn't long before it came again. Stronger, more forceful this time. My whole body jerked as if something was trying to pull me out of my own skin. The fear surged through me, stronger than before. My heart was pounding in my chest and I couldn't move. Every inch of my body was frozen, but it was as though the force was dragging me in a direction I couldn't stop. This time, my blankets, the ones I had tightly wrapped myself in for some sense of comfort, fell off my bed. I could feel the chill of the air against my skin, and I couldn't do anything to pull them back. I was completely exposed, and the terror just kept building. My legs were stiff, frozen in place, but I kicked them out of instinct. I managed to whisper out a prayer again, but I wasn't sure if it would do anything. It felt like it was never ending. My body felt exhausted, like it had been through some battle I didn't know how to fight. I couldn't keep my eyes open anymore, but I couldn't escape. I knew that if I closed them, I'd be trapped in that helpless state again. It was like I was stuck in a loop, caught between waking and sleep, and just when I thought I could escape, it would happen again. Again and again. Each time it grew stronger. Each time the terror deepened, and I had no idea how to stop it. I could feel the sweat on my forehead, my breath shallow, like it was being taken from me. Then during one of those brief, terrifying moments when everything seemed to stop, I heard it. My door. It opened. I didn't know if it was my mother or something else, but I could barely speak. I managed to mumble out a word. "Mom, help. I can't move." But there was no answer. No comforting voice calling back to me. The door shut again. And for a moment, I thought maybe everything would be okay. Maybe it was just a weird moment of panic, or maybe I'd imagined the whole thing. But as soon as that thought crossed my mind, something grabbed my leg. It wasn't like a tug, it was a firm grip, as if something was holding me down, making sure I couldn't escape. I could barely breathe, the pressure against my chest so heavy, I could feel my heart pounding. I tried to shout, tried to call for my mom again, but I couldn't get the words out. It was like my voice had been stolen. The door opened again. The room was dark, but I heard footsteps coming closer to my bed. I could feel the presence. It wasn't just in the room. It was right next to me. Whatever was controlling me was now physically there, just inches away. I could almost hear it breathe. The shadows on the walls flickered and moved like they were alive. They were everywhere. At this point, I was done. I could feel my body trembling, every muscle screaming to break free. I didn't know if I was going to pass out or if I was just going to be lost to whatever this was. And then, something moved under my bed. I heard the rustling and scratching. It was like something was crawling around down there waiting. I was barely holding on. The shadows danced on the walls, twisting and contorting in ways that didn't seem possible. I couldn't even make sense of what was happening anymore. It was as if the room had come alive, and I was the only one trapped inside, helpless. And then it came again. One last assault, stronger than before. I was overwhelmed. The weight on my chest was crushing. I tried to speak, tried to shout out again for help, but all that came out was a breathless whisper. God help me. And just as quickly as it had started, it stopped. The room went quiet. The oppressive weight lifted from my chest and I could breathe again. But it was like I had just been let go. I wasn't free. The silence was deafening. The door opened one last time. I heard the footsteps, but this time they were retreating, fading away. And then all was still. I lay there staring at the ceiling, my heart still racing. I was no longer scared, just confused. I didn't know what had just happened. I didn't know if I was losing my mind or if something truly supernatural had just attacked me. But it wasn't over. I knew it wasn't over. I felt calm now, almost as if whatever had been controlling me had left, but I couldn't shake the feeling that it would come back. I waited in silence until the morning light began to fill the room. My mother never checked in on me, not once. I didn't even hear her this morning. And now it's 7:30 a.m. I haven't slept at all. I don't know what this was. I'm left with more questions than answers. What just happened to me? Why? What's going on? I've never had an experience like this before, and after reading some of the stories here, I'm starting to think this might be something much bigger than I ever imagined. Thanks for reading this, Danny. As we listen to the harrowing account of Danny being trapped between fear and faith, it's difficult to dismiss the reality of these experiences. What's been endured, a relentless series of attacks paralyzed by some unseen force, seems to defy all rational explanation. From scraping noises in the dead of night to a controlling, sinister presence. The line between the psychological and the supernatural is dangerously thin. Could this have been a product of stress, anxiety, or even sleep paralysis? Danny spoke of vivid dreams that bled into reality, of sensations so real that could no longer be ignored. Sleep paralysis itself is well documented and could explain the paralysis and the feeling of an invisible presence. The hallucinations, like the hand reaching out from the poster, often accompany episodes of sleep paralysis, especially when the mind is caught between wakefulness and sleep. The body may be awake, but the mind is still locked in a nightmare. But then, there's the question of why this happened. Why Danny, at this particular time, there's the sensation of something lingering in the background, something tied to past struggles, to personal demons. Could this dark presence be a reflection of their internal conflict, an external manifestation of unresolved fears and anxieties? Yet the question still remains, is there something truly malevolent at work here? Could this be a true supernatural attack, something far beyond the realms of ordinary explanation? The forces at play seem far too deliberate, too persistent to be mere happenstance. The room itself seems to come alive with shadows and an oppressive weight, something more than just a mental breakdown. One thing is clear, this is not just an ordinary haunting or a simple case of sleep disturbance. Something sinister has touched this person's life, leaving behind not just physical fear, but a lingering unease. And though they feel calm now, the shadow of whatever happened in that room will likely stay with them for a long time. Whatever the true cause, psychological or paranormal, what we can't ignore is the unsettling nature of their experience. Sometimes it seems the line between the real world and the unknown is thinner than we'd like to believe. As we close tonight's story, one question remains. Was this something that simply happened to this individual? Or is it a warning that something far worse is lurking, just out of sight, waiting for the right moment to strike again? Thank you for joining us on this chilling journey. Be sure to keep your lights on tonight, and remember, not all shadows can be explained.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.